From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operations manager, Brady Murray, and by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here is the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 541, which is intended for broadcast November the 16th through 30th, 2020. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined by telephone again by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, you there?
Yeah, everything's okay. So this will take us past the U.S. Thanksgiving time right up to December, huh?
That's right. The day before December begins, depending on, you know, it's like, Doc, I said we'd do some new broadcasters, but this is interesting. We just noted that we're recording this on the 16th, and I have a reception report that says I was listening to your transmission on 4840 kilohertz today, the 16th of November. By the way, it was a 44444 from Sweden, but because of UT, right?
Yeah.
Yes, today is the 16th, just a little bit after noon in Nashville, Tennessee, and well into the 16th elsewhere, and probably the 17th somewhere, right, Doc?
Yes, right. That's pretty good, 4840 to Sweden. That's in 44444, you said?
Yes, all fours, S89 Kiwi SDR in Sweden. That's several details there. Radio club use a flag antenna.
I bet that's
a doozy.
But, you know, that's pretty good, 4840. But, you know, we both agree that 4840 pretty much performs about as good as anything we got in terms of reachability.
Yeah, on the whole, for sure. On the whole, for sure. This flag antenna, probably not the same thing. But, Doc, you know, I live in a neighborhood where you have to have, you know, you got to scrub your fence in your house and keep everybody else's property value nice and whatever. And no antennas allowed. And there is a flagpole antenna. It sells for about $800, and you can get a waiver to put a flag.
I see.
So,
I believe I've heard about that, and people use it just for that.
You fly a flag on it, sure. But the pole, as I understand it, is your antenna, and had very good reviews. I can't recall where I saw it. I was looking on the web for possibilities for my home, and it's $800, but if it works, you get a lot of use out of it, right?
That's a lot of money, but I bet that would work, and I bet it'd make a decent antenna. You know, it's got to be fairly high up in the air, you know?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
That $800 is a little steep, but...
Yeah, I didn't just pull out my bank card and buy it on the spot.
I know you got the money, you just don't want to give it up.
Yeah, I really don't, no. There are other ways to do it, like out the backyard where nobody can see, right?
Yeah, I kind of think you've got, and us talking all bear, I think you've come up with an alternative that you think will work okay, too.
Yeah, it'll be just fine, and far, far cheaper. Let's start to talk about some new broadcasters that continue to flow in here toward the end of 2020. Doc, I have a suspicion that more may, and I suspect that shortwave will continue to do just fine, but I think medium wave WNQM will see an increase because it looks like until about April, we're going to definitely cut back the amount of in-person things that we're doing in the U.S. and probably around the world. Are you getting that impression?
I think so, too, yeah. I'd say through the first quarter of 21 anyway.
Right. So I'm thinking that we're going to see more local church broadcasts on medium wave WNQM here in Nashville and WITA in Knoxville as well. But shortwave has really been picking up a lot of new broadcasters. And this one that I want to start with, you've got some backstory on it. It's interesting stuff. This is going to be the Word and Spirit Church. The program has Come Up Higher, and it's going to be on Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Central, on 15.825.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's a good frequency for that time.
Excellent frequency. We've got some great information from VORW to paint the picture of that coverage for 15 megahertz and 13 megahertz both. But this is interesting, especially to me, because this broadcaster was cleaning some old mail off a desk and found something unopened, opened it up, and it was from you.
Yeah, yeah. 5 years ago.
5 years ago. You had sent out, I think you got some information, some sort of a list, and maybe it was on a break from school and had just decided to send out some information about WWCR. And sure enough, the postmark was 5 years old. And again, these folks are from Portland, Pastor Kimberly Jelt and Word and Spirit Church. And it's going to be 10:30 a.m. Central on 15.825. And you and I talked about that the day that she opened that letter. And even though it was 5 years old, that was the most pressing thing on her agenda that day, it seemed, wasn't it?
Yeah. When I got a call from her, it was went to voicemail because I wasn't around. And I thought, wow, now that is something. That was got to be about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called her, you know, out of for several reasons, and talked to her. And just like you said, she was cleaning up some stuff there, some old letters, opened it. And she said that was a blessing right there, because she had said that things are kind of strange where she is. And she felt like this was a chance for her to get the church out to the world. I asked her to call you and gave her your name and number. I said, you know a whole lot more about some of these things, and she told you the same stuff.
Very true. A lot going on in Portland. They're in the city center, close to it. I'm not that familiar with Portland, but they've had a lot of trouble near the church and a lot of unsettling things to churchgoers. And this was to the folks at that church a wonderful opportunity to reach outside of Portland.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
really
kind of a change of pace.
She told me that she felt like it was a blessing that she'd got it. I believe, if I remember correctly, she said it's a God thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And you talked to her, and same sort of deal, and you was able to find her a spot at 10:30 on 15825. That will reach out. That will do her some good.
Absolutely. And do you know what'll really do some good is some response coming from the shortwave broadcast?
Sure will. And I believe she'll get it on 15825 at that time. It's always been a good time before. It just shows you, you know, 5 years, what a lucky break, you know, for them and for us. You know, I think it's going to turn out to be a good working relationship between us.
It also shows you that you persist every day with trying to bring folks information about shortwave and about WWCR, because sometimes, if not most times, there is no instant response.
No, no. And although this was a bit long, it says it still works.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I didn't mention it, but that same database that I had access to pull off some of those names 5 years ago, I checked and I can get access to it again, but it won't be over till the first quarter of 21. So I'm hoping in 21 I'll be able to generate some more, and maybe we won't have to wait 5 years, you know?
Maybe it's more pressing at this time, 5 years. Back in 2015, I'll bet it wasn't.
I bet it wasn't.
I bet we were looking at how to encode, stream, apps, all that stuff, a whole lot more than how to reach out over shortwave radio.
No kidding.
And now it seems that people, for the most part, broadcasters coming on to WWCR, talk a lot more about how those technologies work together.
Yeah, that's very true. So, and I think that's another reason why you're getting a pickup in broadcaster interest, because they see that there is a correlation, that those two can exist and you work them together.
Well, Doc, I want to get to two more, and I don't want to have to rush too much, but we are going to run out of time soon. The second new broadcast is one that we had briefly before, the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show.
Yes.
And last time around, Jesse Lee Peterson is a West Coast guy, and he is live every day, Monday through Friday, with a West Coast time. And it really didn't help him a whole lot, I didn't think, to translate that live on WWCR. That put him on a frequency that I didn't think would best serve him. So we have revisited that. And Jesse Lee Peterson will be replayed the same day's show, Doc, But it'll be 3 p.m. Central on transmitter number 2, which should be 9350.
Oh, that's a good frequency.
Only Mondays and Tuesdays, because that particular hour is pretty well blocked off. So Jesse Lee Peterson radio show, transmitter number 2, 9350, 3 p.m. Central, Mondays and Tuesdays.
2100 UT. Yeah, that's right. You're pretty booked up on that 9350. You're able to slide.
We sure are. And then we're going to make a change after 2 hours to 5935, and we've got the same issue there. Let me go through one more, Doc. That is Paul O'Higgins and Reconciliation Outreach. The program is called The Invitation. This person is based in Stuart, Florida, and this is going to be at 7:45 a.m. Central on 13.845 megahertz on Saturdays.
Okay. Saturdays,
13.845, 7:45 a.m. Central. And that is Paul O'Higgins and Reconciliation Outreach Church.
So these three that you've picked, amongst others you have, are coming out of Florida, out of the West Coast, both low and high. You know, you've got Portland, Oregon, and then I think Jesse Lee Peterson is probably California somewhere.
He's Los Angeles, yes.
Los Angeles. So, yeah, that's nationwide for sure.
It's good stuff. Doc, I wanted to also make mention, I want to ask for folks to have a little patience with us if they catch on to this, but we will be periodically over the next several weeks taking some downtime deliberately on our transmitter number 1, hopefully not more than an hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours tops, as we're able to, because, as you know, we had a couple of months ago, we ordered new switch cards and capacitor, all kinds of components. Now, these cards, there's two different types of cards, switch and control, right? And one plugs into the other. And our friends at the Caribbean Beacon did the work on designing one of those cards, right?
That's right, yeah.
And so they, just out of kindness, gave us that design, so we were not obligated to pay anybody to design the thing, but just to produce it. So
yeah,
transmitter 1 is essentially, it's going to be, gosh, Doc, I don't know, more than halfway made over, probably a good bit more than halfway made over, as if it's new, because these cards can be repaired and they've been replaced here and there over the years. But what we now have is a complete replacement set, and they can't be all done at the same time right away. But we're going to work on that as quickly as possible and get those removed. And the best thing is those that we remove, we start to repair and replace in other transmitters. So it gives us an entirely spare set to keep moving through all four transmitters. We're going to start with transmitter 1.
Because I think it takes 48 of them, doesn't it, I believe?
I think it's 50 of each in both.
50, yeah. So little by little, you know, the hour and a half that you're talking about, that'll give us a chance to replace a certain segment of those cards.
Right.
And the ones that come out, we can rebuild at a much lower price and start spreading that over to transmitters 2, 3, and 4.
Exactly. So I want to make the mention of the downtime, and I also want to make mention that the main folks based in New Orleans, Louisiana, over WWCR, made a good investment a few months ago to keep these transmitters tuned up, sounding good, and to add years of life to those transmitters, I thought. So be patient with us. If you catch one of those times, we'll be back. And, Doc, that's all the time we have for this program for sure. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks for program number 542.
Sounds good, Brady.
Ask WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to ask WWCR at WWCR.com. That's SWWCR at WWCR.com. Be listening for your question to be answered on the future editions of SWWCR.
Thank you.